The following is another ESPN Sports presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents high school basketball.
Bounce pass on the right side to Vanessa Van Kirk. Holds the ball, comes out to Osterhaus, out of Mariah Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be too strong. Rebound, Bergen, her shot good, and she fouled. Claire Bergen grabs the offensive board and the putback for the Phillies.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Kissinger at the other end puts a 12-footer up and in, and Jamie has the first two buckets of the ball game here for Minden. Here's a three, Kissinger up and in, barely rippled the net. Jamie Kissinger, 3 for 3, has the first 7 points of the ball game.
Six programs will hoist a state trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center with our continuing coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here on ESPN Radio. Three championships already decided. We've got three more yet to come here this afternoon and this evening. The D1 championship up first here in the second session with Howells taking on Pender. Then we'll have the Class B state championship ball game between Elkhorn and Seward. And then capping things off with the Class C1 state championship ball game is Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Wahoo. I'm Mike Willen. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Our first game up here this afternoon, the D1 state championship game. It'll be Howells, the number 6 seed, taking on the number 4 seed in Pender. And ironically, both of these teams are the wild card teams in Class D1. They have made it all the way to the state championship ball game. Howells beating Exeter Milligan in their first ball game on Thursday by a score of 42-39. Then knocking off second seed Chambers Wheeler Central in the semifinals yesterday by a score of 40-24. Pender, they knocked off the fifth seeded team from Newman Grove on Thursday by a score of 64-53. And then picked up a big win yesterday over number 1 seed West Point Central Catholic, winning by a score of 58-51. So the Class D1 state championship up first here this afternoon. Howells coming in, a record of 21 wins and 4 losses on the season. This is a team that is averaging 51.5 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 37.6 on the defensive end, and they're currently being led by Caitlin Janata, who is averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Pender coming in, a record of 21 wins and 6 losses. They're a team that's averaging 54.2 points per ball game on offense, giving up 36.4 on the defensive end. And their leading scorer is Alexia Hinsky, who is averaging 12.5 points and 2.9 rebounds per ball game so far this season. She has had games of 19 and 23 points so far during this girls' state high school basketball tournament. Our pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seeds. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to continuing coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. This afternoon here on ESPN Radio, the Class D1 final is up next between Howells and Pender. Bringing you up to date on what has transpired so far today, the Class 8 state championship game, an exciting one this afternoon as Bellevue East beat Bellevue West by a score of 52-49. That's the third state title for Bellevue East. They also won the championship in 2002 and in 2006. We'll have the Class B state championship coming up at 6:30 tonight here on ESPN Radio. That'll pit Seward up against Elkhorn. The Class C1 state championship later on tonight. In fact, the finale, it'll be Wahoo taking on Hissing St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes upsetting Sandy Creek in the semifinals yesterday, 78-65. So St. Cecilia will play Wahoo coming up at 8:30 tonight, a ball game you can hear right here on ESPN Radio. Class C2 state championship, it was won by Homer this afternoon over Crofton by the score of 49-45. That is the first state championship for Homer and only their second appearance in a girls' state high school basketball tournament. So Homer wins the Class C2 crown, 49-45 over Crofton this afternoon. Class D1 state championship is our game up next between Howells and Pender. Meanwhile, in Class D2, it was Why Not winning their second state championship in the school's history as Why Not beat Hayes Springs by a score of 42-33. Their last state championship was in 2005. And as usual, we've got consolation games going on around the city of Lincoln as well today. In Class A, Millard West beat Omaha Central in the third place game by the score of 55-50. In Class B, it was Holdridge hanging on to beat Beatrice today in the consolation game, 56-54. In Class C1, Sandy Creek all over Minden today by a score of 62-45. That game was closed throughout much of the first half of play. Sandy Creek uses a big third quarter to pull away from the Whippets, and Sandy Creek knocks off Minden today in the consolation game in Class C1, 62-45. In Class C2 this afternoon, Huntington Cedar Catholic beat Aquinas by a score of 55-50 in the consolation game. In Class D1, it was West Point Central Catholic beating Chambers Wheeler Central for third place, 67-60. And in the Class D2 consolation game today, it was Lindsay Holy Family over Brady by a score of 53-39. We'll take one more break. We'll come back, get you the starting lineups here on ESPN Radio. It's the Class D1 state championship game coming up next. Howells and Pender.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Maiden Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Maiden Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Girls State High School Basketball Tournament this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. Class D1 state championship ball game up next. The Howells Bobcats coming under head coach Scott Polacek. Their record is sitting at 21 wins and 4 losses on the season, beating Exeter Milligan and Chambers Wheeler Central in the road to the championship ball game here this afternoon. Howells is making their sixth appearance in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They were here last year. They finished runner-up in 1980. They are still seeking their first girls state championship. And they'll try to get that here tonight against Pender. Starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. For the Howells Bobcats, again, a team that is averaging right at 51.5 points per ball game on offense. They play stout defense, giving up only 37.6 on the defensive end. They're going to start with Mackenzie Polacek, who's a 5'9" and senior. She is averaging 9.5 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Also about 2 assists per ball game. Katie Rockerford is a 5'6" and senior. Rockerford is averaging 2.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Haley Kampschneider is a 5'11" and sophomore who is averaging 4.6 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. She's kind of the quarterback on the team, averaging 3.5 assists per ball game, and also has got 23 blocked shots in the season for Howells. Also, Amber Bernheide is a 5'8" junior. Bernheide is averaging 11.2 points and 3 rebounds per game. She has had games of 10 and 9 so far here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. And they're their leading scorer. And starting at the post position for Howells will be Caitlin Janata. Janata is averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds per game. Leads the team in block shots with 19. Has also got 2 assists and 2 steals per ball game. But Janata, although leading the team in scoring throughout the season, she's been kind of off to a slow start here in the state tournament. She has had games of only 9 and 2 points, so she's averaging about 5.5 points per ball game after averaging 12 on the regular season. Howells, again, the number 6 seed here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, one of 2 wild card teams in Class D1 to get to the state tournament this year. The other one is the team we're going to see on the other side, Pender. They're the number 4 seed. The Pender Pendragons, their record sitting at 21 wins and 6 losses on the season. A team that's averaging 54.2 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 36.4 on the defensive end. Pender going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard here this afternoon. They'll be dressed in their road red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in black. Howells is going to be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black and orange here this afternoon. Your starting lineups for the Pendragons of Pender. They will start with Christina Smith, who's a 5'6" junior. She is averaging 2.5 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Also, Chelsea Brinkman is a 5'6" junior, averaging 4.7 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Alexia Hinchke is a 5'6" junior. She is averaging 12.9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. She has had some monster games so far in the state tournament. She scored 19 in their opening round win on Thursday over Newman Grove, and then came back with 23 points in their upset win over number 1 seeded West Point Central Catholic in the semifinals yesterday in their 58-51 win. So Hinchke is definitely the girl to stop here for Pender. Also getting a start will be Paige Ballinger, who's a 6-foot freshman, averaging 11 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Maggie Phillippe is a 5'11" freshman, averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. So Pender is going to have 2 freshmen in the starting lineup here tonight in the state championship ball game against Howells. Pender has been to the state tournament 3 times now during their school history. They were here in 1986, and they have not made it into the finals. This is their first trip into the finals in Class D1. So it's Pender and Howells, a couple of wild card teams getting ready to square off here for the Class D1 state championship at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Obviously a good crowd on hand. The first game of 3 here tonight in the evening session as we set to go. Howells is going to be shooting to our basket to our right here tonight as we view it from the side court at the Devaney Center. As the teams exchange greetings at the center of the floor, and we're set to go. Howells will shoot to our basket to our right. Haley Kampschneider jumps into the center circle against Paige Ballinger for Pender. There's the whistle, and the ball is in the air. The ball being tapped around is picked up by Pender, and the Pendragons will have the opening possession of this ball game here tonight. Brinkman has got the ball out on top now to Smith. They lob it to the right side on the wing, drops it down low, and a shot by Maggie Phillippe is good. So you send that pass in from the right wing. They lob it inside to Maggie Phillippe, and she scores on the play. And Pender goes out on top on a score of 2-0. Here's a long-range three-pointer by Mackenzie Polacek. Polacek nails the three-pointer from the left wing there for Howells. And now the Bobcats are out on top by a score of 3-2. Just underway, the Class D1 state championship game for you tonight. here on ESPN Radio. The Pendragons have the ball out here in three-point territory. Brinkman comes over here to Christina Smith. Back out between the rings with the basketball over there is Hinschke, one of the leading scorers. Back outside, here's Brinkman. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball taps to the near corner, and it's going to be picked up here by Camp Schneider for House. So Haley Camp Schneider gets the ball away now to Rockford. The Bobcats have the basketball. It's a 3-2 contest here early in the ball game. Howells has hit a three-pointer on their opening possession. The Bobcats working with it in their offensive zone. On the wing is going to be Polacek. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good. Ball is picked up, now knocked loose, and we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on the Howells Bobcats chasing after that loose ball. It's going to go on Caitlin Giannata. So Giannata picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on Howells here in this first quarter of play. Just underway, the Class D1 State Championship ball game for you this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. This is actually the fourth game of six here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here today on Championship Saturday. On the wing is going to be Brinkman now for the Pendragons of Pender. They lob it back inside again. They get it in there to Ballinger. But back around the three-point circle here. Right in front of us, Hinschke throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Camp Schneider. She is knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Pender. It's going to go on Alexia Hinschke. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Pendragons here in this first quarter of play. Just underway, 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. Howells has got a 3-2 lead over Pender. Polacek throwing up the three ball for the Bobcats, and we also got a field goal from Maggie Phillippe, the only scoring so far in the ballgame. Howells has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Camp Schneider has got it down the high post. Comes over here to Bernheide now, is into the ball game. Lobs it inside to Giannata. Giannata goes up for the shot. It's going to be stripped away. Ballinger gets the strip, and it's going to be picked up here by the Pendragons of Pender. The first turnover in the ball game by Howells. Here's Hinschke back the other way for Pender. Feet goes on the wing on the right side and right out of bounds into the Howells bench. Trying to get it over there to Chelsea Brinkman. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes sailing out of her hands into the bench over there for Howells. So the Bobcats will come back the other direction. Howells shooting to our basket to our right. And here's Amber Bernheide. She's going to inbound the ball here for Howells. So Bernheide brings things up now against the Pender defense. They'll pick him up right there at the 10-second line. Christina Smith on the defensive attack. Polacek has got the ball here on the wing. Lobs the ball inside again to Camp Schneider. Camp Schneider with her back to the basket. Can't go up for the shot. Gets it out to Polacek. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Ball tipped around. Polacek has got the ball. Circles back around to the top of the key. Pender is in a man-to-man defense here to start off the ball game. Howells with a 3-2 lead early in the contest. There's a feed to a Bernheide on the wing. Trying to dribble the ball inside. Can't do it. Throws it back out here to Polacek. Down on the baseline. Double team and a reaching in foul here on Pender. A reaching in foul on Pender. And let's see, a couple of girls were there as they had to double team in on the low block, and the foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Maggie Phillippe, I believe. That's going to be her first foul, a second team foul called on Pender here in this first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation. Howells will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Polacek holds it. Gets it in now to a Bernheide. She goes for the basket. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Polacek. A lot of company down there underneath the bucket, and finally the ball is knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So Howells again will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket here. Just underway, the first quarter, Class D1 State Championship for you tonight. Here's a shot by Rockford off of the baseline. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Pender down the far sideline. Here come the Pendragons. Hinschke loses control of the ball. She picks it back up, sends it now between the rings to Smith. Smith now to Brinkman down here in the corner on the left side to Phillippe. As she holds on to the ball, dribbles once. Baseline jumper is put up there. It's too strong. Rebound comes down here to Howells. The Bobcats come back the other way. It's still a 3-2 ball game. Howells has got the lead. Here's a Giannata with the ball. Spins out here in three-point territory. Comes to Polacek now. Polacek on the wing on the right side. Pender is still in a man-to-man defense. Mackenzie Polacek comes over here on the right wing to a Bernheide. Bernheide lobs it inside now down to Giannata, and she's calling for the steps. Giannata trying to put a move on there on the right side of the block, and she's called for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Howells in the ball game. We're down to 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. Not a whole lot of scoring here. Howells is off to a 1-5 start from the field. Pender is 1 out of 4. So it's 3-2. Howells has got a 1-point lead. The Pendragons come back with the basketball. Hinschke has got it on the wing, drops it down low. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Phillippe. Ball is brought out of there. Now it's stripped away from Camp Schneider. It's picked up by Phillippe. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bazzana, and a foul's going to be called. A foul going to be called here on Pender. So Howes will play things in here in backcourt. The personal is going to go on Maggie Phillippe. That's going to be the third team foul on Pender here in this first quarter of play. So Phillippe picks up the personal foul. And Howes will play things in here in backcourt. That's going to be the second foul on Maggie Phillippe. And we're still in the first quarter, about halfway through. Here's Palacek with the ball down here on the baseline. She drives from the right corner toward the basket, has the basketball slapped away. Now we got a foul called here as Pender came up with a basketball. That was Van Sagren coming up with a ball there for Pender, but a foul is going to be called on the Howes Bobcats down here. So Howes turns the ball away for the fourth time here in this first quarter. A personal foul is called here on Palacek. That's going to be her first personal foul. And team foul number two on Howes. 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. It's a 3-2 ball game. Howes leading by 1 point over Pender, but the Pendragons have got the ball back the other way. Here's a Brinkman with the ball. Comes over here on the right sideline, and they threw the ball away, trying to get into the hands of Trista Morgan, who just checked in there. And Morgan can't handle the pass, and Pender turns the ball away. The second turnover on the Pendragons here in this first quarter. We've seen some relatively low-scoring games here in a Class D1 so far during this girls' state tournament. We could be headed for another one here in this championship game. Here's Camp Schneider. She throws up a three ball. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pender, back the other way. Trista Morgan has got the rebound, gives it away now. The Pendragons attack their offensive zone as Hinschke has got the ball. Hinschke now to Brinkman. Brinkman comes over here on the wing to Trista Morgan. Brings it back out between the circles to Brinkman. Over here on the wing to Trista Morgan. She holds the ball high above her head, puts it on the floor, dribbles down to the baseline. Now a reverse layup is up there, traveling violation. Trista Morgan makes a nice move toward the hole there, but then she's calling for the traveling violation underneath the hole there. 3:15 to play in the first quarter. 3-2. Howes has got the lead. It's been a while since anybody has scored in this one. Paige Endra is into the ball game now for Howes at the point. She moves it over here to Camp Schneider on the wing. Back out to the top of the key to Palacek. Back to the wing. Here's a three-pointer. Put up there. Good. Gets the roll. Haley Camp Schneider throws up the three ball. So Howes has thrown up two threes so far. And they've got 6 points on the board. 6-2 is the score. Howes out to a four-point lead early in the ball game. Bobcats are in the man-to-man defense as they drop back. Morgan has got it on the wing. Morgan comes out between the circles now as they get it to Van Sagren. Van Sagren over here to Hinschke. She gets rid of it, goes on to the far sideline to Morgan, and now a traveling violation is called again on Pender. Going to go on Trista Morgan. That's the fourth turnover on Pender here in the first quarter. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. You're listening to the Class D1 state championship ball game here on ESPN Radio. Into the ball game now is going to be Callie Yonke. Into the ball game for Pender. Yonke is a 5'7" senior. Has been averaging 1.9 points and 1.4 rebounds per ball game. Both of these teams may be a little tight here as this Class D1 state championship game gets underway. Here's Mackenzie Palacek with the ball. Palacek hands it away now. And now we got a traveling violation out top. She hands the ball away to Amber Bernheide. And Amber is whistled for the traveling violation. So 5 turnovers on Howes. Pender has got 4. We've got 8 points put on the scoreboard so far. And we're down to 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-2. Howes has got the lead. Here comes Pender back to the basketball. Morgan trying to dribble inside. Now retreats back out here into 3-point territory. There's Ballinger with the ball inside to free throw circle. Tries to get rid of it. Tapped away from Van Sagren. She picks it back up. Sends it over on the wing on the left side to Hinschke. Now inside to Ballinger. Back outside the 3-point rink. Now to Trista Morgan. There's an entry pass deflected away, but it's picked up here by a Phillippe. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up by Howes on the other side. Bernheide picks up the loose ball there for Howes, and the Bobcats come back into their offensive zone with a 4-point lead. 6-2 is the score. They lob it inside there to Janata. She goes up for the shot from 15 feet away. That's no good, and she's hammered on the arm. Caitlin Janata, kind of off-balance shot from the left side of the lane, goes up, and she draws the personal foul here. Now she goes to the free throw line, trying to knock down some free throws. Hinschke picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second, team foul number 4 on the Pender here in the first quarter of play. To the free throw line will be Caitlin Janata. She is averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds for ball game so far this year for the Bobcats. 8-2. Actually, a 6-2 is the score. Howes has got the lead. And now Zanata hits the free throw. And now it's a 7-2 ball game in favor of Howells. That's the first free throw of the night for either team. Howells out on top, a minute and 41 seconds to play. Caitlin Giannata will have one more as she toes the mark here. Right-hander puts it up there and scores. Nothing but twine for Caitlin Giannata. And now Howells has got an 8-2 lead over Pender. Howells attacking here in backcourt. Pender working with the ball. Trista Morgan brings it across the 10-second line. Feeds over here now to a Christina Smith, who's back into the ball game. Out to Morgan. Trista Morgan dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Stops. Goes on a high post. The ball poked away from Ballinger, and a foul is going to be called. Camp Schneider picks up the foul there for Howells. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Bobcats here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Howells staying here on defense. Pender will play things in off of the far sideline right in front of the scorer's table. 1:24 to play in the first period. 8-2 is the score. Howells is out on top. Pender with the ball in their offensive zone. Trista Morgan has got it. Now to Kali Yonke. Yonke comes out to the top of the key to Morgan. They try to swing it left side. Now they come back the other way. Yonke has got the ball, trying to penetrate inside. Cut off nicely there by Polacek. There's a feed to the right side of the lane to Ballinger. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Now to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Van Segren has got it. Keeps it alive here for Pender. Back out on the wing to a Yonke. Bounce pass goes back inside. That's a Van Segren with the ball. Kicks it back down in the corner to Yonke. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. From three-point range, and the ball is brought down by Polacek. Tries to draw a foul there, and she's knocked down on the play, and a foul is called. So a couple of shots at the hole there for Pender. Finally, Polacek came down with a rebound, tries to dribble it out of there, and she's tripped on the play. And the foul is going to go here on Pender with 51.6 seconds to play in this first quarter. Now we got some substitutions coming in there. 8-2 is the score. The last foul goes on Yonke, Callie Yonke for Pender. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five called on the Pendragons here in this first quarter of play. So off to a rather slow start here for the D1 state championship ball game. Rockerford has got the ball. She comes over here to a Polacek. She dribbles to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a jump ball called on the rebound. Yonke came down with it, and she was tied up in the play there by Howells underneath the hole. The arrow is pointing in favor of the Bobcats, so Howells will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Howells has got the lead. Early in the ball game, 8-2. Here's a jumper off of the baseline. No good by Giannata. And the rebound comes down to Pender. Coming down with the board there is going to be Krista Brinkman as she hustles into the forecourt. Now to Yonke on the far sideline to Brinkman. As Howells is in the man-to-man defense, Yonke has got the ball in the deep wing. On the right side out to Christina Smith. Over here between the rings now to Brinkman. Now to the top of the key. They get off to Yonke. There's play catch with it around the three-point arc right now. Looking for an entry pass. Now they get it there. Van Segren over on the right sideline again. That's going to be Yonke with the ball. Back out to the top of the key to Smith. Good defense here by Howells. And now he threw the basketball away. Pender very patient there in that possession. And then they throw the ball in the scorer's table here on the near sideline. And Howells will play things in. 7.9 seconds to play in the first quarter. 8-2 is the score. Howells is out on top. Pender scored early in this quarter, and then Howells has completely shut them down since then. Good job by the Bobcats on defense as Howells will play things in here in backcourt with 7.9 seconds remaining. Got some problems back up the floor. Haley Kampschneider doing some work over there on her uniform. She's got to tuck in her shirt, and now we're ready to go as Howells will play things in right in front of us as they get it into a Bernheide. Hustles up the floor here. Bernheide works against Yonke. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books. Not what you might call a picture-perfect quarter there in the Class D1 state championship. But Howells has got the lead after the first 8 minutes. It's Howells 8, Pender 2. You're listening to the Class D1 state championship on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, the Class D1 State Championship for you this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. Howells in the first quarter, 2 out of 10 from the field, 20%. Pender, 1 out of 9 for 11%. It's 8-2. Howells has got the lead over Pender here this afternoon. A reminder, our coverage from the Girls State Tournament being brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. So stop in and see Zach today in Hildreth, your channel seed dealer. There's a feed inside. A shot's going to be taken there by a Ballinger. It's going to be no good. Now she commits a personal foul on the rebound. Ballinger misses a shot from point-blank range then, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on the Pender. That's going to be team foul number 5 already on the Penn Dragons here in this first half of play. So it'll be Howells coming back the other direction. Ballinger is going to have to check out of the ball game now for Pender. And coming in is going to be Marika Van Segren again. So here comes Howells with a basketball. It's a 8-2 ball game. Howells has got the lead. Bobcats have the ball in their offensive zone. Polacek has got it. Polacek moves it over here to Haley Kampschneider. Feeds it to the free throw line to Janata. Her shot is up there. She buries it. Caitlin Janata scores there for Howells. And the Bobcats are out to a 10-2 lead here in this Class D1 state championship game. Christina Smith with the ball. Works her way up the floor. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Janata. Janata saves the ball for Howells. It's a turnover on Pender. Back the other way is Rockerford, and then she throws the ball away. So Howells forces the turnover, and then they come back and throw it out of bounds themselves. Howells has got 6 turnovers in the ball game. Pender has got 6. And we mentioned the shooting woes so far here in this first half. 10-2 is the score. Howells is out on top. Boy, it's been a long, long time since Pender has been able to get anything to go down. I think they hit the first field goal of the ball game, and now they've been outscored 10-0 by Howells. We're into the second quarter, and now we've got a hold inside. It's going to go on Howells, trying to keep Rachel Dahlman out of there. Dahlman just checked into the ball game for Pender. She's a big girl as well, 6-foot-a junior. We got a holding foul inside there on the Howells. It's going to go on Kampschneider. Kampschneider picks up her second personal foul for Howells. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Bobcats. Pender will play things in. Dahlman goes down in the corner. Here's a jumper off of the baseline. No good by Brinkman. Rebound is loose. That's going to be picked up by Howells. That's Janata with a rebound. Clears it out to the near sideline to Bernheide as she sidesteps the defender. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Now kicks it back out here to Rockford, who calls the play here. Retreats back out here near the 10-second line. Comes over on the wing on the right side to Polacek. Tries to dump it off inside. Does so. Here's a shot by Janata. No good. The ball is tipped to the corner on the far side. It is picked up over there by Bazzana. And now we got a foul. It's going to be called. Or is it out of bounds? It's going to be out of bounds over there right in front of the Pender bench. No foul called. So 6:34 to play here in the second quarter. 10-2 is the score. Howells has got an 8-point lead early in the contest. Bobcats have the ball in their offensive zone. Bernheide has got it, lobs it inside. Janata grabs it. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. A little off-balance shot there. That would not go. And a rebound comes down to Pender down the far sideline. A foul is going to be called. Streaking up the far sideline was Ahinsky, and she was knocked down right in front of the scorer's table. So a foul is going to be called here on Howells with 6:21 to play. It's going to go on a Bernheide. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5 on the Bobcats. Non-shooting situation, so Pender will play things in. They're shooting to our basket to our left. Pender trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-2. Howell still under man-to-man defense. Here's a Hinschke with the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Brinkman on the wing, to the free throw line. Van Segren, she banks one home. Marika Van Segren banks one in from the free throw line, and that breaks a long, long drought for the Pender offense. It is now a 10-4 ball game in favor of Howells. The Bobcats come back with the ball. Polacek for 3. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Gets her own rebound in the lane. Dumps it down low, and her shot is up and in. Polacek follows her shot, gets the rebound, and then drops it down to Ashley Bazzana, and Ashley scores in the ball game. Hounds is back up to an 8-point lead. 12-4 is the score. 5:34 to play here in the second quarter. Tristan Morgan has got the ball to Brinkman. Down the wing to Ahinsky. Entry pass again to Van Segrin. Dumps off down low. He's stopped by Dahlman. Good. Rachel Dahlman scoring there for Pender. That's going to be her first field goal of the ball game. So now Pender on back-to-back possessions has scored. It's a 12-6 count now with Howells out on top. Here's a Palacek with the ball on the wing. Here's a Bernheide. She tries to go up with a shot, and it was knocked out of her hands, but she picks her back up. Comes out here to a Rockford, takes the ball down to the baseline, goes up for a shot. It's going to be blocked and a foul called. Chelsea Brinkman's going to pick up the personal foul for Pender. That's going to be her first team foul, number 6 on the Pendragons. And going to the free throw line is going to be Katie Rockford. Rockford is averaging 2.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. She will toe the mark here for Howells. The shot is up there, and it's going to be around the rim and down. Katie Rockford hits her first free throw of the ball game. Here comes Camp Snyder back into the ball game now for Howells. Also checking in will be Paige Endra. So now Howells has got a 7-point lead, 13-6, in this Class D1 state championship ball game from the girls' state tournament. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Rockford, and the ball is going to be picked up by Camp Snyder. Down in the corner, has problems with it, but gets it under control. An offensive board here. Here's a long-range jumper from the left side. A three-pointer, good. Paige Andra just checked in there for Howells. Hits the three ball from just to the left of the lane, and Howells has built a 10-point lead, 16-6 now, with 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here's a Henschke with the ball, their leading scorer, who has been shut out so far here in this first half. Morgan has got it now. Gets it to Dahlman on the high post. Bounce pass to Morgan. Drops it down low. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Van Segrin. Three girls hit the deck, and finally a jump ball is called. A jump ball called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Howells. So the Bobcats will come back the other direction. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 16-6. Howells has got the lead. The Bobcats now shooting 5 of 17 from the field for just 29%. Pender is hitting 3 out of 14 from the field, 21%. Howells has knocked down 3 out of 6 on three-pointers, and Pender is 0 out of 4. That's the difference in the ball game so far. 16-6 is the score. Here's a Janata with the ball inside the free-throw circle. Takes it to the left side to Palacek. She drives for the basket. Her shot good, and she's fouled. Mackenzie Palacek gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in a play. And Palacek will go to the free-throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So a personal foul going to be called there on Pender as a Palacek will go to the free throw line. And now we're going to have a timeout called. We're going to have a timeout called here with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in quarter number 2 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a break with a score. Howells 18, Pender 6.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
All right, Palacek at the free throw line. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball is brought down by Pender. So the Pendragons come back with the basketball. They are trailing by 12 points. 18-6 is the score. Halfway through the second quarter from the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Here's a Brinkman with the ball. Brinkman comes out between the rings now. She gets the feed back, and now she puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Tristan Morgan, trying to get away. Here's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down by Endra. For Howells, Paige Indra working with the ball here in backcourt, brings it across the midcourt stripe there with a left-handed dribble, goes to the far sideline and taking off with the basket, it shot is up there and in. Rockford, Katie Rockford takes it from the left sideline and takes it right to the basket and scores, and Howells is dominating this first half of play. The Bobcats out on top of Pender by the score of 20-6, a 14-point lead. Here's Morgan with the ball on the wing. Back outside to Hinsky. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rockerford for Howells. Here come the Bobcats with a big lead, 14 points and the basketball. There's a Janata with the ball out here in 3-point territory to Rockerford. Rockerford hands the ball away to a Palacek. Polacek setting up the play here offensively for Howells. Goes on the wing on the right side to Rockefeller. Takes it down to the baseline and running one-hander. Hits the side of the glass. No good. Rebound Giannato. Follow shot. No good. And the rebound is finally brought out of there by Pender. Running back the other way is going to be Tristan Morgan. One on three. Contact made right at the top of the key. And we got a kicking violation called on Howells. Going down hard was Tristan Morgan. No foul called there, but a kicking violation is called on Howells as Morgan trying to get rid of the ball. Now we got some substitutes coming in there for Pender. We got 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 20-6 is the score. Howells has got the lead over Pender in this Class D1 state championship ball game. Checking into the contest now for Howells is going to be Brooke Brewster. Brewster is averaging 1 point and 4.3 rebounds per game. She will check in. She has not scored so far here in the state tournament. I think we got a Pender player that's come up with a bloody nose, probably Trista Morgan, who went down hard there. And that's a last play right at the top of the key, so she's going to have to check out. Some medical attention is being conducted on her over there on the far sideline at the Pender bench. So here's a Yankee with the ball. Yankee comes out between the rings now to Christina Smith. Over to Yankee at the top of the circle again. Yankee trying to penetrate inside. The ball nearly poked away. It goes over on the wing to Christina Smith. Puts it on the floor. Comes over here to Yankee on the wing. Yankee moves it to the top of the key. Good aggressive defense by Howell. Here's a pass to the right wing. It's going to be intercepted by Ingress. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she fouled. Ingress scoring there by Howells. She gets the steal, and she takes it the rest of the way and scores, and she's going to be fouled in the play. That's 5 points now by Paige Indra. That's going to be turnover number seven on Pender. And Indra will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So she's already got 5 points in this ball game. She scored three in the previous two games here in the state tournament. And now she adds a free throw. And Howell's running away from the Pender Pen Dragons here in this first half of play. 23-6 is the score in favor of Howell's with 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play. We got some more... Mackenzie Polacek is going to come into the ball game now for Howells. So the Bobcats, about nine people deep already in their rotation here in this first half. Here comes Pender back with the basketball. All the way to the basket, and scoring is going to be Hinsky. Alexia Hinsky scoring there for Pender. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She is their leading scorer, averaging 12.9 points per ball game. Howells now with a 23-8 lead over Pender. They lob it on the high post to Giannata. Giannata comes over here on the wing to Indra. She mishandles the ball, but is picked up here by Giannata. Trying to drive it down the lane. She loses control of the ball. Big dog pile over there. Left side of the lane, and a jump ball is called. A possession arrow is pointing in favor of Howells, so the Bobcats will maintain control here. End of the ball game now for Indra. It's going to be Katie Rockefeller as she checks back in there. We're down to a minute and 53 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It is 23-8. Howells has got the lead. The arrow was pointing in favor of Pender, so the Pen Dragons will get it on the Howells turnover. The Pen Dragons back into their offensive zone. That's a Taylor Kruzmark, who's into the ball game for the first time. Lobs it to the right side of the lane. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Tiffany Morgan, and the rebound is brought out there by Giannata. Back into the forecourt. Long-range jumper from the corner. No good by Bernheide, and the rebound comes down to Pender's Von Segrin, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Von Segrin comes down with the rebound, and she rockets the pass into the scorers table here on the near sideline. So Pender gives it away. That's eight turnovers on Pender so far in the ball game. Howells will play things in as they get it out here to Katie Rockefeller. Pender is in a man-to-man defense. Right under grill is going to be Tiffany Morgan, defensively for Pender. Here's Rockefeller. Comes over here now to Polacek. Polacek on the wing. Dumps it off inside to Bernheide. Spins, goes for the basket. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Pender. Van Segrin got the rebound. Up the floor they come to Hinsky. Her pass into the lane. A shot is up there. No good by Morgan. And a foul is going to be called. Tiffany Morgan takes the shot there for Pender. And now Morgan will go to the free throw line after being fouled on a play here by a Polacek of Howells. So Mackenzie Polacek picks up her second personal foul in the ball game. Going to the free throw line will be Tiffany Morgan. Morgan is averaging 2.8 points per ball game and three rebounds per game. Now in here in the second quarter with a minute and 4 seconds to play. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's her first point of the state tournament for Pender. As a Tiffany Morgan, a 5'11" sophomore, hits her first free throw. Pender is a big basketball team, but so far Howells has been able to out-duel that height inside. Tiffany Morgan will have one more. Her shot is up there. That one is good. So a couple of free throws for Tiffany Morgan. Finally, Pender hits double digits on the scoreboard. 23-10 is the score. Howells has got a big lead here. Late in the second quarter, as Rockerford brings it back into the offensive zone. Here's a Bernheide. Bernheide dribbles inside the free throw circle. Back on the wing, left side. Indra's three-pointer. Put up there, no good. Another offensive rebound. Rockerford has got it for Howells as she sends it back inside to Janata. Tries to put a move on there and the push player, and we got a traveling violation. Janata whistled for the steps there for Howells. So Pender comes back the other direction with 43 and a half seconds to play here in the second quarter. 23 to 10 is the score. Howells has got the lead here in the Class D1 state championship ball game. There's a Hinschke with the ball. Hinschke will walk it across the 10-second line now. Comes over here to a Kruzmark, who's into the ball game. High post to Dahlman at the free throw line. Sends a pass down low. It's going to be tipped away. Now we got a jump ball called. It was recovered by Bazzata. Tied up in the play by Dahlman. And now the arrow is pointing in favor of Howells. So they will get it on the Pender turnover. That's number nine. Nine turnovers in the ball game for Pender. 23 to 10 is the score. The Class D1 state championship ball game this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. Here's Endra with the ball. Gets away. Gets it now to Janata. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Pender back the other way. Hinschke has got it, and she's going to be hit right at the 10-second line, and the foul is going to be called. Hinschke goes down, and the foul is going to be called here on Howells. It's going to go on Paige Endra. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Bobcats. So this will be a one-and-one situation now for Pender. Going to the free throw line will be Alexia Hinschke, who's averaging 12.9 points per ball game. She got a field goal and 2 points so far in the basketball game this afternoon for Pender. A one-and-one situation, and her shot is up there. It's good. Hinschke has had some big games so far during the state tournament. She had 19 points on Thursday in their win over Newman Grove. Came back with 23 yesterday in their upset win over West Point Central Catholic. She's now got 3 points here in this ball game. The next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. 23 to 11 is the score. Howells has got the lead. Bobcats with the ball here in backcourt. Bazzata has got it. Bazzata now to Janata. Takes the ball down to the baseline to Indra. And her shot's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. That's going to be Rachel Dahlman picking up the personal foul for Pender. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line now for Howells will be Paige Indra. She has got 6 points in the basketball game so far. A three, a two, and a free throw. We're down to 4.7 seconds to play as Indra is fouled there by Pender. The shot rims off, no good. She'll get one more. Paige Indra, who's got 3 points coming into the ball game here this afternoon. 3 points in the state tournament, and they're two wins thus far. Paige will have one more. Stirs to the bucket, throws it up there, and she misses that one. Rebound comes down to Yonke. She dribbles out of there, approaches the midcourt stripe, launches one far short, and that is the end of the first half of play here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Class D1 state championship. We are at halftime here this afternoon, and the score at the break, it is Howells 23 and Pender 11. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament today on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class D1 State High School Basketball Tournament. Here on ESPN Radio, our halftime show is brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Don't let trash take up all of your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Howells has got the lead here over Pender in this Class D1 State Championship ball game. Pender scored the first couple of points in the ball game, but then it was Howells who came back and scored eight straight and an 8-2 lead at the end of the first quarter. Added another bucket in the early stages of the second quarter to go out on top by a score of 10-2. Howells eventually got out to a 10-point lead at 16-6. Their biggest lead of that first half was 23-6 with 2:25 to play in the second quarter. But then Pender scoring the last 5 points in the quarter, and it's now 23-11. Howells has got the lead here at halftime over Pender, the Pendragons of Pender, in this Class D1 state championship ball game. Neither team shooting the ball real well here in the contest so far. Pender is only 4 out of 18 from the field for 22.2%. Pender has missed all 5 of their 3-pointers here this afternoon, and they are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 75%. Howells is hitting 8 out of 26 from the field. They're hitting 30.8% of their field goals. The Bobcats have been able to knock down 3 out of 8 from the free throw line for 37.5%. And Howells is 4 out of 8 from the free throw line for 50%. The Bobcats also dominating the boards here in the first half of play. Howells has got 23 rebounds compared to 13 for Pender. Howells has got 9 offensive rebounds compared to only 1 for Pender. The turnovers, Howells has got 7 so far here in the first half of play officially. Pender has got 9 turnovers. Howells has come up with no block shots and 3 steals so far in the ballgame. Pender has got 2 block shots and 2 steals. Again, Howells has got the lead here in the Class D1 state championship ball game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Howells 23, Pender 11. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Girls State High School basketball tournament today here on ESPN Radio. Check the scoring here in the first half. Howells with the advantage over Pender by a score of 23-11. The Bobcats of Howells being led so far by Paige Endra. She's come out for the bench. They hit for 6 points. She's got a 3 and a 2-point field goal, and she's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Endra has got 6 points here in the ball game. Mackenzie Polacek has nailed a tray, and she's also got a 2-point field goal. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Caitlin Giannata has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the line. She has got 4 points. Haley Kampschneider has nailed a tray in the first half of play. She's got 3 points. She had 15 yesterday in the win over Chambers Wheeler Central. Katie Rockerford has also got 3 points. She's got it the old-fashioned way, a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Ashley Bazzana has nailed a field goal and 2 points here in the first half for Howells. Pender is being led by Alexia Henschke. She has got 3 points in the ball game. She's got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Tiffany Morgan has hit a couple of free throws and 2 points here in the first half. Marika Van Segren has got a field goal and 2 points. Maggie Phillippe has got 2 points on a field goal for Pender. And Rachel Dolman has got a field goal and 2 points for the Pendragons. As far as the rebounds are concerned, again, it's Howells holding an advantage there, 23-13. The leading rebounder for Howells has been Mackenzie Polacek. She has got 6 rebounds here in the first half. Caitlin Giannata has got 4, and Haley Kampschneider has got 4. Meanwhile, for Pender, their leading rebounder is Marika Van Segren, who came off the bench to grab 4 boards in the first half, and then 2 rebounds for Christina Smith. As Pender is getting hammered on the boards here in the first two quarters, a margin of 23-13. The score at halftime, Howells out on top of Pender by a score of 23-11. We'll have more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show right after this on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln here this afternoon as Howells has got the lead over Pender in our Class D1 state championship ball game. Howells led 8-2 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 23-11 in favor of the Bobcats. We've got two more games yet to come here on ESPN Radio. Elkhorn will take on Seward in our next game. That'll be in Class B. Seward will be looking for their 75th win in a row. Seward has won two state championships back-to-back seasons with 25-0 records. They're sitting at 24-0 right now. They'll seek their third straight coming up in our second ball game against Elkhorn here tonight. That game will go at about 6:30. And then at 8:30 tonight, it'll be the finale of the girls' state high school basketball tournament. Should be a good game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo. The Hawkettes yesterday upsetting Sandy Creek in the semifinals by a score of 78-65. So St. Cecilia will seek their first state championship in a long, long time coming up at 8:30 here tonight against Wahoo. Earlier today, we had a couple of area teams playing in a consolation game in Class C1 as Sandy Creek played the Minden Whippets today. Sandy Creek losing to St. Cecilia in the semifinals yesterday, 78-65. And Minden losing to Wahoo on Friday, 59-46. This is a close ball game throughout much of the first half. Sandy Creek led 12-11 at the end of the first quarter, 27-21 at halftime. But then the Cougars outscoring Minden in the third quarter, 24-13. They grab a 51-34 advantage after three, and they go on easily to post the win for head coach Russ Neimeyer and the Cougars. 62-45 was the final score today in a ball game played at Lincoln Southwest High School. Scoring for Sandy Creek in that ball game, it was Ashley Harms leading the way. She had 16 points in the ball game. Bailey Morris had 14 points, and Michaela Shaw had 14. Shaw fouled out of the ball game with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play in that one. The other scores for Sandy Creek in that ball game this afternoon: Monica Hendricks had 7 points. Carrie Shaw held only 6. Bailey Hansen had 3, and Taylor Horst had 3 points. Sandy Creek wins it here this afternoon in the Class C1 consolation game, 62-45. So the Cougars end the season with a mark of 23 wins and 2 losses. Minden will finish their year with a mark of 21-4. They got 19 points today from Jamie Kissinger, and she was the only girl in double figures for Minden. The other scores for the Whippets: Holly Bauer had 9 points, 7 for Brooke Kissinger, and then 4 points for Cassandra Choquette, and 4 for Bailey Mueller. So Sandy Creek wins the consolation game in Class C1 today as they knock off the Minden Whippets by a score of 62-45. Ball games completed here at the Devaney Center so far today. Had an exciting one in Class A that went to the wire. Bellevue East beating Bellevue West by a score of 52-49. That's the third state championship now for Bellevue East. They also won the crown in 2002 and in 2006. We also saw action today in the Class C2 state championship game. Likewise, that one went to the wire. Homer over Crofton by a score of 49-45. That's the first state championship ever for Homer and just their second appearance here in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. And the Class D2 state championship earlier today, in fact, the first one, it was Wynot over Hayes Springs by a score of 42-33. That's the second state championship for Wynot. They also won one in 2005. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN Radio.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
ProTeam Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Again, Howell's hitting only 30% from the field in the first half, and they've got the lead. They're 8 out of 26 from the field. Meanwhile, Pender is hitting 4 out of 18 for only 22%. Howell's out on top of Pender by a score of 23-11 as we get started for the third quarter here this afternoon. Pender will inbound the ball, and they'll shoot to our basket to our right. These are both of the wild card teams in Class D1. You don't see that very often. Each class has got two wild cards. Both of these teams were beaten during their sub-districts or district competition heading into the state tourney. They got here via their wild card route. Now they've had a pretty successful week. Pender knocking off the fifth-seeded team in Newman Grove and the number one-seeded team in West Point Central Catholic. Howells has beaten the third-seeded team at Exeter Milligan this week. And yesterday they knocked off the number two seed in Chambers Wheeler Central to get here. And now Howells has got the lead over Pender as we start this third quarter here from the Devaney Center. Pender will shoot to our basket to our right. They'll have the opening possession. Brinkman has got it, sends it inside, down low. Here's a turnaround jumper, no good by Phillippe. Offensive rebound, foul shot is up and in. Alexia Henschke picks up the loose ball and scores on the left side of the lane. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Pender again trying to make a run here at the Howells Bobcats, 23-13 as the third quarter is underway. Here's Polacek, takes the ball down in the dribble on the baseline. On the right side, brings it up high now to a Bernheide. Bernheide down to a Polacek, and she'll call the play. As she backs up near the 10-second line, Pender, we're starting off this second half with a man-to-man defense. Here's a Polacek with the ball. Lobs it over here to a Bernheide. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Bernheide picks it back up. Back out to a Rockford. Now down low to a Janata. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So again, Howells on the attack on the offensive glass there. They now out-rebounded Pender offensively in his ball game, 10-1. Janata draws the personal foul inside, and now she'll go to the free throw line here. For Howells, she has got 4 points in the ball game, a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Janata will have 2 shots, and the first one is up there is good. So Caitlin Janata gets one to go down. The last foul goes on Phillippe. That's going to be number 3 on Phillippe. She's going to have to check out of the ball game, and coming in is going to be Rachel Dahlman. So Phillippe is going to check out of the ball game now, and we're going to have another free throw from Janata. She will toe the mark here for the Howells Bobcats. 24-13 is the score. Here comes the next free throw. It's up there. It's good. Perfect there by Caitlin Janata. She is perfect from the line, 4 for 4. And Howells has built a 12-point lead again, 25-13 here in this third quarter. Brinkman gets away, dribbles to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is brought out of there by Janata. Janata gets the ball away now to the near sideline to a Bernheide. Bernheide gets the ball ahead now to Polacek. Lobs the ball inside. Turnaround jumper by Janata is going to be off the mark. No good. Dahlman tries to save it, can't get to it, it goes out of bounds. Dahlman tried to save it there from going out of bounds, but she steps on the end line. That's going to be Howells inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath her own basket. Haley Kampschneider will inbound the ball here for the Bobcats, holding it, goes down in the corner now to Rockford. Rockford back outside now to Polacek, to Rockford on the wing, on the right side, ball high above her head, comes out now to Bernheide. Bernheide takes it down on the baseline to Rockford. There's a bounce pass out to the free throw line, tipped away from Polacek. The ball goes out of bounds here on the near side, and it's going to be Pender basketball. So Howells turns it away for the 9th time here in the ball game, and Pender will play things in. 6 minutes and 31 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. You're listening to the Class D1 state championship game today here on ESPN Radio. Class B, Class C1 yet to come here tonight. 6 state championship games from the Devaney Center today. Here's Pender working with the ball against his man-to-man defense. Brinkman has got it now. Moves it over on the wing to Henschke. Drops it off down low. Here's a shot. It's up and in. Ballinger scoring there for Pender. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Paige Ballinger. Now Pender is back to within 10 points. 25-15 is the score. Rockford has got the ball. Rockford now to Janata. Has it tipped away. Picked back up near the 10-second line. Polacek has got it. The ball poked away into the scorer's table, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Howells basketball. They will play things in. Howells will play it in with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bobcats have a 10-point lead. They've led this baby most of the way. 25-15 is the score. Here's Bernheide with the ball. Moves it over here on the wing to Polacek. Dribbles to the top of the key, trying to penetrate down the right side of the lane, and the ball's poked away. Hinschke has got the ball now for Pender. She returns it back the other way, dribbles down in the corner, and now gets the ball back out on top. They swing it to the left side. That's going to be Smith with the ball. Smith comes back over here to Hinschke. Her shot for three is going to be no good. In fact, it's an error ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Howell's basketball. So Hinschke throws up an error ball from the wing on the right side for Howell's, or rather for Pender. And now Howell's will play things in here in backcourt. Checking into the ball game now for the Bobcats is going to be Ashley Bezada. Bezada comes in. Polacek goes out. So Howells has got the basketball. Pender is going to attack here in backcourt. Apply some pressure back here. Rockeford on the dribble, zigzagging her way up the floor here. Crosses the 10-second line. And now comes back out into three-point territory. Throws it to Bernheide on the wing. Her lob pass is going to be deflected. Deflected on the wing. It's picked up here by Brinkman. She runs her back the other way to the baseline. To the hole she goes. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Camp Snyder. And a foul is called here in backcourt. So Pender getting the turnover. That's what they wanted, but they couldn't finish at the hole. And now a foul is called here in backcourt as Camp Snyder is going to come out there with a basketball. A foul is going to go here on Pender with 5 minutes to play. And now we're going to have a timeout. Howells wants to talk things over. Howells wants to talk things over with 5 minutes to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break. Class D1 state championship. Howells has got the lead. The Bobcats 25, Pender 15.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Back at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Pender trailing Howells by a score of 25-15. Howells will play things in. It's deflected, but it's picked up now. Rockeford has got it down the near sideline. Out reaches Christina Smith. Now Howells will set things up. Looks like Pender turning up the heat a little bit defensively now in the past couple of possessions. Here's Rockeford with the ball. Lobs it at the top of the key to Janata, and the ball is poked away, and a foul is going to be called. A couple of Pendragons were there for Pender. Foul is going to be called here. Hinschke picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number three on Pender here in the third quarter. Howells has yet to commit a personal foul. The Bobcats will play things in. Bernheide has got the ball now. Bernheide out here in the three-point territory gets rid of it. She comes over here to a Janata. Janata circles around, tries to use the screen and can't do it. Comes back down to Rockeford. Rockeford holds the ball high above her head, gets to Bernheide, top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her scoop shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Pender. That's Dahlman with a rebound. Long pass down to four is going to be intercepted. Rockeford brings it down now for Howells. That's the 10th turnover on Pender here in the ballgame. They go to Janata again. Her pass is right through the fingertips of Bernheide. Bernheide tries to save it on the far side, and it's out of bounds. Howells now with 12 turnovers in the ballgame. Pender's got 10. The Pendragons will play things in right in front of the scorer's table with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the third period, Howells out on top of Pender by a score of 25-15. It was 23-11 at halftime in favor of Howells. The Pendragons have the ball. Brinkman has got it. Brinkman now to Christina Smith, the Hinschke. High post. They get it to Dahlman at the free throw line. Her pass is going to be deflected and is brought down here by Howells. Another turnover on Pender as a Paige Indra comes up with the ball there for the Bobcats. Gets it into the hands of Polacek. Walks it across the 10-second line. Polacek now to a Janata. Janata about 25 feet away from the basket, and now a traveling violation is called on Caitlin Janata. A lot of pressure out there by Pender. Janata tried to split a couple of defenders there and was called for the traveling violation. 13 turnovers on Howells, 11 on Pender, and the Pendragons come back with the basketball. 25-15 is the score. Howells with a 10-point lead. Pender with the ball. Drops it down low. Here's Dahlman. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good. Pender wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Now they do get a foul, but it's on the wrong team. Janata comes out of there with the basketball, and she has hacked here in backcourt. The foul here is going to go on Hinschke. That's going to be her third foul in the ball game. So it's going to be Howells playing the ball in here in backcourt. Howells will play things in with a 10-point lead at 25-15. And the Bobcats will bring the ball up. That's a Bernheide with the ball now. Bernheide gives the ball away to Polacek. Polacek right-handed dribble as Pender stays with a man-to-man defense. Polacek gets away. Dribble penetration, throws it on the wing to Camp Snyder, and her shot is up and in. A three-pointer by Haley Camp Snyder. That's her second tray of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And now Howells is out to a 13-point lead, 28-15. And now Pender wants to call a timeout. So Haley Camp Snyder buries a three from the right side of the lane. That gives Howells a 13-point lead. And now Pender wants to talk things over. We got a timeout, 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's Howells 28, Pender 15.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Fourth game of six on Championship Saturday here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Last D1 with a spotlight right now, and Howells has got the lead over Pender, 28-15. Pender goes to work. They get it inside. A shot taken, no good, and a foul is going to be called. They get it inside to Rachel Dahlman, who misses from point-blank range, but she is fouled in the play, and now Dahlman will go to the free-throw line. Dahlman so far with 2 points in the ball game. Dahlman is a big girl as well. She toes the mark here for Pender. She's 6 foot and a junior. So Dahlman, who's got 5 points so far in the state tournament, coming into the ball game this afternoon, will throw up a free throw, and it's off the left side. It is no good. Camp Schneider, by the way, picked up that last foul for Howells. That's going to be your third. So Dahlman will toe the mark again here for Pender. Caitlin Giannata back into the ball game now for Howells. Rachel Dahlman dribbling the ball at the free throw line, looks up there, and fires. Her shot is off of the left side again, and the rebound comes down to Howells. That's going to be Caitlin Giannata with the ball. Brings it down the near sideline. Runs into a Brinkman. Now gets the ball away. That's a Polacek with it here. It's 28-15. Howells has got a 13-point lead over Pender with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here's Bazzata with the ball. Left side of the lane. Bazzata gets it to Polacek. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. The ball is poked away. Picked up by Smith. Gets the ball ahead now to Yankee. Back to Smith. Drives a shot. No good, but she's fouling the play. So Howells turns it away again on their offensive end. And then they commit the personal foul down here. It's going to go on Amber Bernheide. That's going to be her second. And this will be a shooting situation. Christina Smith will go to the free throw line for Pender. He's averaging 2.7 points per ball game and 1.8 rebounds per game. So Pender has fallen behind by 13 points, and now they missed their free throw here with Smith. She'll have one more. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Alexia Henschke, and going out is going to be Marika Von Segren. 28-15, Howells with a lead. Christina Smith will have one more here for Pender. As she toes the marker, shot is up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Howells. So some missed free throws here by Pender in the third quarter. Bernheide coming back with the basketball now for Howells. Comes to the near sideline. Bernheide now uses up the dribble, has to get rid of it, does so. Polacek has got it. Polacek now to Rockerford. Rockerford hangs on the ball out here in three-point territory. Swings it to the right side now to a Polacek. Dribbles into the lane, and contact made, foul called. And Mackenzie Polacek, let's see, that's no free throws here. That's going to be the 15th foul called on Pender. So Howells will play things in underneath their own basket with a 13-point lead, 28-15. They get into Rockerford, gets it back, low block to Giannata. Her pass right to left across the lane is going to be intercepted by Henschke. Outreaches the defense. Her shot is up there. It's good. Henschke gets the interception on the pass, goes coast to coast. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and Pender now down by 11. It is 28-17. High school basketball here tonight. Polacek has got the ball on the far sideline. Pender now extending out that defense a little bit, pressuring Howells out here in three-point territory. Polacek dribbling, goes on the wing on the right side to Rockerford. Rockerford trying to penetrate as she works against Christina Smith. Lobs it back out on top to Bernheide. Bernheide backs up at the top of the key. Gets it on the high post to Giannata. Back out to Bernheide, and her shot is up and in. Amber Bernheide throws up a tray. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's been averaging 11.2 on the season. Howells now leading by 14 points at 31-17. Christina Smith gives it here to Yankee. Yonke reverses the ball over to Henschke. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Janata for House. Caitlin Janata will weave her way up the floor here. A jump pass goes to the far sideline to Polacek. Polacek, using her right hand, gets it into the offensive zone, and the ball poked away there by Chelsea Brinkman for Pender. Owls will play things in on the far sideline right in front of the Bobcat bench. 1:03 to play here in the third quarter. Owls has got the lead. Owls is seeking their first state championship in the school's history. They were runner-up back in 1980. Pender looking for their first state championship as well. Here's a baseline jumper put up there. It's good. Ashley Bazzana scores on a short baseline jumper from the left side of the lane. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And now Howells has opened up a 16-point lead, 33-17 with 47 seconds to play. Neither one of these teams gives up very many points defensively, but so far it's been Howells that shut down Pender so far in this ball game. Driving for the hole is going to be Henschke, and she draws the personal foul. So Henschke, we'll see if this is on the shot. It was. Actually, Alexia will go to the free throw line here for Pender. Howells gives up only 37.6 points per ball game on defense. Pender gives up only 36.4. These two teams did not play during the regular season. The northeastern part of the state. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is good from Alexia Henschke. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line this evening. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. The Howells lead is now 15 points at 33-18. As Alexia Henschke will have one more. Stares up there, throws it up, and the shot good. It's a pair of free throws. She's had some monster games for Pender so far in the state tournament, scoring 19 and 23. She's got 9 so far against Howells. 33-19. The Bobcats out on top by 14 points. We got 30 seconds to play here in the third. Polacek with the ball. Polacek trying to work against Brinkman. Throws it down in the corner to Hegeman. And now we got, I think she was out of bounds. Yeah, she was out of bounds down in the corner. She receives the pass. Julie just checked in there for Howells. Receives the pass down in the corner, and she's called for being out of bounds. So a turnover on Howells, their 15th of the ball game. And now Pender comes back the other direction. Yonke has got it. Now with 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Yonke gets the ball back here on the right side. Takes it down to the baseline. Puts up a shot as she forces one up there. It's going to be no good, but the ball lost out of bounds. The officials look, and they will give the ball to Howells. They will give the ball to Howells, who was lost out there by Pender. Howells will come back the other direction now as they got 6.2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They're trying to get something away. Polacek will inbound the ball in their defensive zone. They'll have to come the length of the floor here in 6.2 seconds. There's a pass to the 10-second line. It's going to be tipped. It's into the backcourt. Now he's going to pick it up. It's going to be Indra. Indra picks it up right in front of the Bobcat bench, and they can't get a shot away as the feed came back out into three-point territory. It was intercepted by Chelsea Brinkman of Pender. So, three quarters in the books. A couple of teams battling for their first ever state championship going at it here tonight. Class D1 state title ball game. And after three, it is Howells 33, Pender 19.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Our state tournament coverage being brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer. He's located on Main Street in Hildreth. After three quarters, Howells is hitting 11 out of 32 from the field for just 34%. Pender hitting 7 of 28 free throws, or actually 7 of 28 from the field for 25%. And Pender is 0 out of 7 on three-pointers. Howells is 5 out of 10, and that's the difference so far in the ballgame. 33-19, the Bobcats have the lead. Howells with the opening possession, but here's a pass that could be deflected into the backcourt. The scramble is on, and it's finally going to be picked up down there by Howells as they keep the ball alive here. Rockerford has got the ball, and she's called for the steps. So Bender now attacking all over the place, and they force the turnover. That's going to be 16 turnovers now in Howells in the basketball game. And Bender will play things in on the near sideline. We're in the fourth quarter now of this Class D1 state championship ball game. Pender down by 14 points to begin this final period. Powering her way to the basket is going to be Pender. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. That was Phillippe, who's back into the ball game. Powering her way to the basket but could not score. Howells comes back the other way. Rockerford has got it. She's double-teamed here on the near sideline, and the ball is knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And now the timeout was called before all that action transpired right in front of us here. So Howells calls the timeout. We'll take a break. 7:24 to play in the basketball game. Howells 33, Pender 19.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Bender scores the first 2 points of the basketball game. Howells come back to score 10 straight, and the Bobcats have not trailed since. It is 33-19. Howells has got the lead. Bobcats with the ball down the far sideline, and they have it knocked out of the hands of Rockerford into the Bobcat bench. So Howells will play things in on the far side. 7:17 remaining now here in the fourth quarter. As Howells will play it in, that's a Haley Kampschneider, who's back into the ball game now. She'll play things in for Howells. Comes out into a three-point territory to Rockerford. Rockerford comes across the top to a Bernheide. Back to a Rockerford again. The Kampschneider on the far sideline. Double team. Kampschneider tries to get rid of it, and the ball is deflected out of her hands, out of bounds. Pender pleading over there was Paige Ballinger, questioning the officials, but they will give the ball to Howells, and the Bobcats will play it in right in front of the Bobcat bench. They get it to Rockerford. Rockerford comes across the top now to Bernheide. Your three-pointer is going to be blocked down by Brinkman, and the ball is recovered by Pender, coming back the other way. Henschke on the baseline. She drives. Her shot is going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked back up now. There's a short jumper by Phillippe, and her shot is up and in. Maggie Phillippe scoring. That's her second field goal of the ball game. Pender is back within a dozen now at 33-21. The Pender fans behind us have not had a whole lot to cheer about in the ball game here today, but they're starting to get into the ball game now with 6.5 minutes to go. There's a Palacek has the basketball knocked out of her hands right in front of us. And Pender will stay here on defense. Howells will play things in. Mackenzie Palacek will key the ball in here for the Howells Bobcats. She will get things in down the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Palacek goes to Rockerford, and a foul is going to be called here on Pender. It's going to go on Henschke, and I think that's number 4 on Henschke. Yeah, Alexia Henschke just picked up her 4th personal foul. Now, she's their leading scorer for Pender. She's going to check out of the ball game for a couple of minutes here. Trista Morgan will come in there. Now Pender, a team that's trying to make a run here in the 4th quarter, has now got their leading scorer on the bench with 4 personal fouls. And going to the free throw line for Howells, we're going to have Katie Rockerford, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. And the rebound comes down here to Maggie Phillippe. Hits the ball away to Christina Smith. Into the forecourt now to the far sideline. Trista Morgan, now to Smith. Holding the ball, gets away. Dribbles to her left, reverses the ball, gets it to Smith now. Over here on the right side to Brinkman. Lob pass goes inside to Phillippe. Back out now to Brinkman as she drives her shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose down here on the baseline. As brought down by Pender. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good. Dahlman again grabs the rebound. And now we've got a foul called here on the Howells Bobcats. So we got a foul called here on Howells. That's only going to be their 3rd team foul here in the second half of play. Pender will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:03 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 33-21. Howells has got the lead. Pender trying to attack. They grab the ball, and now we got a foul called here. They have both Ballinger and Phillippe in the ball game now for Pender. Those are 2 6-foot girls as they play here in the fourth quarter. Polacek picks up the personal foul for Howells. That's going to be her 3rd. Pender again will play it in from underneath their own hoop. They lob it out here to Ballinger. Dribbles once. Sends it on the wing. Here's a long-range jumper. Put up there. No good by Trista Morgan. Long rebound. Morgan grabs it. Morgan comes down to Christina Smith out here in three-point territory. Sends it to the far sideline down to Brinkman. Entry pass deflected away. Foul is going to be called. They're trying to get to Phillippe on the high post there. And the ball is poked away. And a foul is going to go on House. It's going to go on Caitlin Giannata. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number five on Howells. We're down to 5:47 to play here in the fourth quarter. Howells leading by 12 points, 33-21. Ballinger with the ball. Ballinger sends it down in the corner to Brinkman. Lobs it inside. We got a battle for the loose ball. And now we got a foul called. Giannata came down with it for Howells on the interception. And we're going to have a personal foul called. And Maggie Phillippe trying to rip the ball out of there for Pender. That's going to be her fourth foul. That's going to be team foul number eight on the Pendragons here in the second half of play. So we're going to have some free throws as Caitlin Giannata will go to the free throw line now for Howells. She has got 6 points in the ball game. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Giannata with games of 9-2 in this girls' state high school basketball tournament this far. In the two games they have played, Exeter Milligan and Chambers Wheeler Central. Caitlin Giannata will have a 1-1 situation here. Again, she's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. Her shot is up there. That one rolls around and goes down. She'll get one more, and the Howells lead is now back up to 13 points at 34-21. Howells led at halftime by a score of 23-11. Pender has not been able to get back into this basketball game after falling behind in the first quarter. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Ballinger. She chases it down, sends a pass down to Van Segren, who's into the ball game, down to Smith. She will bring things up against Rockford. Smith comes over here to Trista Morgan. Entry pass. They get it to Ballinger, sends it down on the baseline. The ball poked away, picked back up by Pender to Smith. They get it over there to the left side, now to Brinkman, back inside the lane. A shot taken no good, and a foul called. Ballinger right in front of the hole again with a shot there for Pender, but a foul is going to be called here on the Howells. That's going to be Ballinger going to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Camp Schneider. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. So we got players from both teams in some foul trouble here down the stretch. Paige Ballinger misses a free throw. She got 2 points so far in the ballgame. Ballinger came up huge for the Pendragons on Thursday. She scored 26 points in the ballgame against Newman Grove in their 64-53 opening round win. Last night, Ballinger had 8 points in their win over West Point Central Catholic. She's at the free throw line now with just 2 points here in this ballgame. She's still got two. She misses her second shot. Rebound comes down to Von Segren, tries to get the ball back to Ballinger, and a jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball in the lane there. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Howells. So the Bobcats will get the basketball here with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play in this game. Howells out on top by 13, 34-21. Neither team really blistering the nets here today. Howells still hitting only 33% of their field goals. Pender at 24.7. Now we got a jump ball out here as Katie Rockerford was trying to get rid of it. She's tied up in the play. Arrow pointing in favor of the Pendragons. So Pender will have the ball here on the near sideline. 34-21, a 13-point lead for Howells in this Class D1 state championship ball game. Yonke has got the ball. There's a pass on the wing. That's going to be lost, and now we got a timeout called. Yeah, Yonke went down to cover it up after the pass was deflected. Yonke covers it up, and we've got a timeout called here. So timeout here in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes and 1 second to play. We'll take a break with a score. Howells 34, Pender 21.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Our girls' state tournament coverage being brought to you in part by Seth Johnson. He is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do, the secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. And best of luck to all the area athletes in the girls' state high school basketball tournament. Under 5 minutes to go now, 34-21. Howells has got the lead over Pender. Howells with the ball in their offensive zone. They've got it here. Rockerford comes across the free throw line to Polacek. Far sideline now to Bernheide. Down low. Here's a shot. It's up there. No good by Janata. And the rebound comes down to Brinkman. So Pender has got the ball. Brinkman racing the ball to the 10-second line. Steps it into the offensive zone. Now a foul is going to be called here on Polacek. Mackenzie Polacek just picked up her fourth personal foul here for House. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Bobcats. And now all of a sudden Pender is in the 1-1 situation here down the stretch. And now Polacek is going to come out of the ball game. Coming back in is going to be Paige Indra. So Polacek with four personal fouls. And just as that happens, here comes Alexia Hinchke back into the ball game for Pender. She is going to play with four personal fouls. Now with Polacek on the bench. So going to the free throw line will be Chelsea Brinkman. She has not scored so far today. She still has not scored as she misses the free throw. And the rebound comes down here to Janata for the Howells Bobcats. Hustles into the forecourt, gets the ball to Rockerford. Rockerford now out to Indra, down in the low block right side. A shot taken there by Janata. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Bernheide. Her shot's partially deflected. The ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball here to Pender. As a Bernheide could not grab the ball after the missed shot. And now Pender will get the basketball back with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Howells continuing to lead a low-scoring affair here tonight in the D1 state championship game. It's 34-21. Hinchke has got the ball on the wing, sends it down low. His shot is up and in. Paige Ballinger scoring there for Pender. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And the Pendragons trying to sneak back into things here. So plenty of time. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 34-23. Howells has got the lead and the basketball. There's a Bernheide, and she's going to be called for the steps. Just that little hesitation right here on the near sideline before she drives the ball to the basket was enough to force the traveling violation. That's 18 turnovers now on Howells. And Pender will play things in right in front of us as Brinkman will get it in here for the Pendragons. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the fourth. Both of these teams seeking their first ever girls state high school basketball championship. A couple of wild card teams doing battle here in the D1 state championship, and there's a traveling violation. They got it down the high post to Ballinger just to the left of the lane, and she is called for the steps. Boy, how many times have we seen that here in the girls' state tournament? Some unforced turnovers, in particular, traveling violations. We have seen a ton. Here's a Rockerford with the ball now for Howells as they come back in the offensive zone. Bernheide has got it now. They're Rockerford down the far sideline. That's Camp Schneider with the ball. Back out of the wing. Rockerford has got it. Sends it inside now. To Polacek, back outside to Bernheide. They work the ball back outside the ring. Rockerford for 3. Her shot is going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Pender. Racing back the other way with the ball is going to be a Brinkman. All the way down the lane to the hoop she goes. Her shot is going to be no good. Tip try is up there. No good by Ballinger. And they get another rebound and a foul is going to be called. Brinkman comes down with an offensive board. And then she's going to be fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line here for Pender. And the foul is going to be called on Polacek, and she just fouled out of the ball game. So Mackenzie Polacek fouls out now with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. She leads with 5 points, all 5 in the first half. So Polacek, just a sophomore here for Howells at 5'9", is fouled out of the ball game. Still with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Into the contest now for Howells is going to be Ashley Bazana. Bazana's got a couple of field goals so far in the ball game, 4 points. Going to the free throw line for Pender is going to be Chelsea Brinkman. She'll have 2 shots. She's 0 of 1 from the free throw line tonight. Their first shot is up there. It's good. Brinkman has got games of 2 and 6 points in the state tournament thus far. That's her first point in this ball game here in the state championship ball game. 34-24. Here comes the second shot. It's good. So now Pender all of a sudden is within the 3 possessions. 34-25, and now the Pender fans come alive here. With only 3 minutes to play in the ballgame, and Howells fans on the far side likewise come to their feet. Pender trying to crank up the heat defensively, and there's a foul that's going to be called. Brinkman commits the personal fouls. They were trying to apply the pressure over here on the near sideline. Another 3-point territory. Bernheide will go to the free throw line now for Howells. Amber Bernheide has got 1 3-pointer for only points on the scoreboard here in this one. Boy, points have been at a premium here tonight, 34-25. Howells has got the lead. Bernheide will have a 1-1 here. Her first shot is up there. It's good. That is team foul number 9 called on Pender here in the second half. Into the ball game now, Maggie Phillippe for Pender, and going out will be Marika Von Segren. Owls back out to a 10-point lead, 35-25 with 2:56 to play at the Class B state championship game coming up for you next here on ESPN Radio. Next shot by Bernheide is up there and in. So Bernheide hits a pair. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Howells with an 11-point lead. There's a long three put up on the left side. She buries it. A three-pointer put up there by Alexia Hensky. Hensky throws up the tray, and she's now got 12 points in the ball game. Howells is within 8 points. Rather, Howells has got an 8-point lead. 36-28. Now with 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Howells with the ball on the far sideline, and she's going to be fouling the play. Knocked down over there. That was a Camp Snyder with a ball, and she is knocked down here by Paige Ballinger. Boy, Howells had a 23-6 lead with 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Led at halftime 23-11, but Pender slowly but surely sneaking back into the ball game here. It's 36-28 with 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the fourth. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Haley Kampschneider. She has now got 7 points in the ball game. She's nailed a couple of threes so far for the Bobcats here in this ball game. Camp Snyder will have one more. It's now 37-28. The next one is up there. That one is rattles around. It falls off the left side. No good. Krista Morgan has got the rebound. She runs her back quickly here for Pender. Morgan has got the ball. A three-pointer put up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Camp Snyder. Camp Snyder gets the ball away to a Janata. And now the Howells Bobcats have got the ball. 2:18 to play. Howells has got a 37-28 advantage. Just a three-possession ball game here. Bernheide with the ball. Bernheide down to Rockerford. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Camp Snyder. Her pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Three girls hit the deck. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Howells. So the Bobcats will maintain control. So Pender is now trailing by 9 points, 37-28. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Down to the scorer's table. Checking in is going to be Marika Von Segren. Checking out is going to be Maggie Phillippe. Phillippe has got 4 personal fouls, so the Pender coaching staff trying to save her offensively. It's going to be Camp Snyder inbounding the ball here for Howells. Lobs away out on top to Bazzata. Swings the left side down to Bernheide. Bernheide, a rainbow pass, goes to the far side to Janata for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Bazzata, follow shot good. Ashley Bazzata with a big offensive board there and a field goal. She's got 6 points. And now Howells has got an 11-point lead, 39-28. We're down to a minute and 46 seconds to play. Here's a Hensky with the ball at the top of the ring, sends it inside. Now back out on the left side of the lane. The shot is taken. It's going to be no good by Trista Morgan from 15. And the rebound comes down to Howells. The Bobcats have the lead, 39-28, and 90 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Last D1 state championship on the line, and now we got a foul called. Rockerford ends up with a pass out here near the 10-second line, but a foul is going to be called here on Trista Morgan of Pender. Morgan picks up her third personal foul. And going to the free throw line here for Howells. Going to the line here is going to be who? It's going to be Rockerford. Now, shot is up there. It's good. Katie Rockerford now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line today. She has got 4 points in the basketball game. Howells has got a 12-point lead at 40-28, trying to lock up their 22nd win of the season here this evening. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Katie Rockerford hits a pair of free throws, and now Howells wants to call a timeout. A minute and 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Howells leading by 13 as the Bobcats 41, Pender 28.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Back here for the final minute and 25 seconds of the Class D1 state championship game tonight. on ESPN Radio. Two more games yet to come, Class B, then Class C1. Hastings St. Cecilia will have the final game tonight as they seek a state championship. Play is back in. Here's Pender throwing up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Henschke. Offensive rebound, going for the hole and going for the basket, and scoring is going to be Phillippe. Phillippe gets her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and Pender right up and calling the timeout here. A minute and 13 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Howells 41, Pender 30.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
All right, a minute and 13 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It is 41-30. Howells has got the lead. The Bobcats will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Camp Snyder trying to play it in. Finally, she does. Rockerford brings it down the near sideline. Left-handed dribble, and she's going to be hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called here. Trista Morgan picks up a foul for Pender. That's going to be her fourth foul. That sends Howells to the free throw line for two shots here. That's over the 10-foul limit for Pender. So going to the free throw line will be Katie Rockerford. She's got 5 points in the ball game thus far, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's no good. She'll get one more. Owls in the first half of play. They hit 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. 41-30. Howells with a lead here by 11. Next shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds here, and they give the ball to Pender. So the Penn Dragons have got the ball here as they will play things in right in front of us. Pender will play things in with a minute and 9 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, they are trailing by 11 points at 41-30. There's a Henschke with the ball, moves it over on the right side to Morgan. Morgan dribbles to the hole. Her shot is up there, partially deflected. Tip try is no good. Rebound is loose. It comes out to the top of the key. It's picked up there by Pender as they keep the ball alive. Phillippe, her shot for three. She buries it. Maggie Phillippe throws up an off-balance three-pointer from the near sideline. The ball was knocked loose a couple of times. Phillippe picks it up and buries a three-pointer here from the right sideline. We've got another timeout now with 49 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Howells 41, Pender 33.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
All right, just 49 seconds to play the Class D1 state championship game here tonight. Howells has got the lead over Pender, 41-33. Pender applying pressure here in backcourt. Camp Snyder trying to inbound the ball. Finally, she does. It's going to be tipped away, and it goes out of bounds. They give it to Howells. Getting her hands on it down there for Pender was Brinkman. So now Howells will play things in from deep in the corner here on the near sideline. We're down to 47.7 seconds to play. And it'll be Howells playing things in. Now we got a whistle here before they get it in play. And a foul is going to go on Pender. So before Howells got the ball in play there, Pender commits a personal foul. Now we're going to have free throws. Brinkley picks up the personal foul there for Pender, rather Brinkman. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line is going to be Bernheide now for Howells. She has got 5 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Bernheide will have a two-shot situation here. Pender way over the 10-foul limit in the second half. And the free throw is up there. It's good. That gives Howells a 42-33 advantage. Howells was here at the state tournament last year. They were the state runner-up in Class C in 1980, making their sixth appearance in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. They're 47 seconds away from winning their first ever Girls State Championship in basketball. Next shot is up there. It is good. And now stepping over the end line was Pender. So a mistake there as Bernhardi hits the free throw. Pender was going to inbound the ball, and they stepped over the end line. So a mistake there by the Pendragons. That was a Philippi who stepped over the end line trying to inbound the ball. So a turnover on Pender, and now Howells will play it in, and the ball is lost out of bounds, so they give it right back. Howells trying to inbound the ball underneath their own hoop there, and Janata lost the ball out of bounds. So we're down to 46.1 seconds to play now. In the fourth quarter, it's a 10-point lead for Howells, 43-33. As Pender comes back with the basketball down the near sideline. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Hinsky. No good. Foul shot is no good, and we got a foul called. Ballinger got the offensive board, tried to put it down through the hole, but she was fouling the play. And now Ballinger will go to the free throw line here. Kampschneider picks up the personal foul for Howells, and now she is gone. Haley Kampschneider fouls out of the ball game with 36.7 seconds to play. Kampschneider will lead with 7 points. So Kampschneider, who's a 5'11" sophomore, fouls out of the basketball game. Say what, Howell's going to be good for the next couple of years. Rockerford is a senior. They've got Julie Hageman, who has not played tonight. She's a senior, another senior that has not played so far tonight. And then the Bazana is also a senior. Other than that, underclassmen on this roster. A shot from the free throw line is no good there by Ballinger. She'll get one more. Here comes the next one. It is in the air. And that one is good, so she hits one out of two. So the lead is back to 10 points at 40, actually back to 9 points at 43-34. So it's a three-possession ball game with 36.7 seconds to play. We've got another timeout with the score Howells 43, Pender 34.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
All right, Howell's trying to wrap things up, but they try to inbound the ball, and they lose it out of bounds again. Well, both of these teams having a tough time inbounding the ball here as of late. Howell's trying to play it in from backcourt here, and the ball was deflected, and then it was lost out of bounds by the Bobcats. So a turnover there on Howells, and it'll be Pender inbounding the ball from underneath their own hole here. They lob it out here to Philippi. She throws up a long-range jumper. It's good. Maggie Philippi from just inside the three-point ring scores. It's now 43-36. This is as close as Pender has been in a long time, and now we got a foul called as Howells was bringing the ball up the floor. We're down to 27.5 seconds to play. Maggie Philippi has now got 11 points in the basketball game for Pender. And the last personal foul goes on Ballinger, and she fouls out of the contest. So Ballinger fouls out of the ball game now with 27 seconds to play. She leads with 5 points. To the free throw line is going to be Rockerford now for Howells. Coming into the ball game is going to be Marika Von Segren for Pender, replacing Ballinger. So 43-36 is the score. 27.5 seconds to play in this one, as close as Pender has been. They trailed early in the third quarter, 23-11. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It is up there. It is good. Rockerford gets the roll. She is now 4 out of 8 from the free throw line this evening. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Howell's now leading 44-36. This would give them a 3-possession lead. The shot is up there. That one is good. Drains a couple of free throws. 45-36, a 9-point lead. Henske comes back with the ball now for Pender. She throws up a 3-pointer. It's going to be short. No good. Batting for the rebound. Down here on the baseline, it goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Howells. So Howells has been a football power for years and years. Now in the process of grabbing a girls' state championship in basketball with 19.4 seconds to play. Howells 45, Pender 36. Sixth appearance for the Bobcats here in the girls' state tournament. And now Howells has got a 45-36 advantage over Pender. They will inbound the ball. That's going to be Janata with it, and a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. Caitlin Janata will go to the free throw line now for Howells as she is fouled in the play. Ben Sagrin picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. To the free throw line, Caitlin Janata. She has got 7 points in the basketball game. She is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Howells has got a 9-point lead, 45-36. Free throws up there. It's good. It's the front iron, the back iron, the glass, and down through the hole. Caitlin Janata now with 8 points in the ballgame, 46-36. Howells has got the lead. The Bobcats came in as the 6th-seeded team here in the Class D1 state tournament and a wild card. Pender was the 4th-seeded team. They received the other wild card in Class D1, and now respective coaches will be clearing the bench here. Scott Blachek for Howells will send in some new troops, and also Larry Ballinger for Pender also going to clear his bench. Everybody going to get to see some playing time here. 18.2 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Howells is about ready to wrap up the Class D1 state championship here tonight. They've got a 10-point lead over Pender, 46-36. Another free throw is coming up here from Janata. It's in the air. That one is going to be short. We'll have one more from Caitlin Janata. That was her second shot, evidently. Yeah. They already took one shot. She buried the first one. That was her second shot right there. She missed on it. And now they have a player down there that wants to check in for Janata, but she hit the first free throw. That second one was missed. They should be playing right now, but everybody just stood around the lane, and the officials grabbed the ball. So now what do they do? They got to give the ball here probably to Pender. All this happening with 18.2 seconds to play. They're going to give the ball to... All right, they're going to allow a substitute to come in here as Janata is going to check out. And coming in is going to be Jill Rockerford, a freshman. And now they give the ball here to Pender. They should have played that ball, and that missed. Both teams have stood around the lane. The officials grabbed the ball. There's a Yankee with it now on the left side. Gets it out to the free throw line. His shot is put up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound. It comes down to Howells as the Bobcats have got it. Now with the 2 seconds, 1 second. This one wrapped up. Howells is going to win the Class D1 State High School Basketball Championship here tonight. It was not a thing of beauty, but Class D1 winner is going to be Howells as they pick up a 10-point win over Pender here in the Class D1 State High School Basketball Championship. The first ever state title for Howells. And it comes in the 6th appearance here in the girls' state tournament. So Howells picks up the win here tonight over Pender in the Class D1 title game. Final score, Howells 46, Pender 36. Back with a recap after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Falls now the Class D1 state champions in girls basketball as the Bobcats knock off Pender tonight by a score of 46-36. So four of six games now in the books here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Howells picking up the win 46-36, and this is the Misco Sports postgame show on ESPN Radio. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's, now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. See them as you get ready for spring here with baseball and softball coming up. Also track, they've got you covered at Misco Sports of Kearney. 46-36, Howells picking up a win over Pender here tonight. We'll check the final numbers here. For Pender, they ended up shooting only 22% from the floor tonight. Like I said, it was not a thing of beauty tonight, but it's in the books, and Howells will pick up the win. Pender, 13 out of 47 from the field tonight for 22%. They were 2 out of 15 from three-point territory for 13%, and they were 8 out of 17 from the free-throw line for 47%. Howells hit 12 out of 39 from the field tonight for 30.8%. Howells hitting 5 out of 11 from three-point range for 45%. And they were 17 out of 28 from the free throw line for 60%. Howells out rebounding Pender in the ball game 39-34. The offensive rebounds were even at 13 apiece. Turnovers, Pender had 16, Howells had 20. The Bobcats came up with one block shot and seven steals. Pender actually had five block shots and seven steals in the basketball game, but their shooting woes really doomed them in the ball game here tonight. Hitting only 13 out of 47 field goals and 2 out of 15 from three-point territory. Howells hung on to grab the win here tonight over Pender by a score of 46-36. Howells had an 8-2 lead at the end of the first quarter. They stretched that lead to 23-6 with 2.5 minutes to play in the first half as Pender scored the last 5 points of the second quarter to pull within 12 at 23-11. They made a little bit of a run in the fourth quarter. In fact, had the lead down to 8 points a couple of times at 36-28 and at 41-33, but could not get any closer than that. Howells hitting some free throws at the end for the final margin of victory of 10 points at 46-36. We'll take a break and come back, check the scoring on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Look for the Farmer's Premium Produce label for the best-tasting produce available. Our locally grown hydroponic produce can be found in local grocery stores near you. Farmer's Premium Produce and the Cruz family wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs good luck. Farmer's Premium Produce, where every day we put our reputation on the vine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
All right, back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class D1 state championship in the books. Howells picks that up, 46-36 over Pender. Check the scoring in the ball game here tonight. Two players hit double figures for Pender. It was Alexia Henschke coming through with 12 points in the ball game. Maggie Phillippe had 11 points. For Henschke, for Pender, she came up with 1 3-pointer in the ball game. In fact, she hit 1 out of 2 that her team had in the entire ball game. Henschke was 4 out of 12 from the field. She scores 12 points. Maggie Phillippe in the contest tonight. She had a total of 11 points. She had 9 of those in the second half of play as Phillippe hit 1 3-pointer and had 3 2-point field goals. Nobody else in double figures. They had Paige Ballinger with 5 points tonight. Then a slew of people with 2 points apiece. Rachel Dahlman had a field goal for 2. She was 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Marika Von Segren had 2 points on a field goal. Tiffany Morgan, a couple of free throws. And Chelsea Brinkman, a couple of free throws here tonight for Pender as they put 36 points on the board here in the Class D1 state championship ball game. Leading scorer for Howells in the contest tonight. Nobody reached double figures. had a balanced scoring attack. Caitlin Giannata came up with 8 points. She had a field goal, and she was 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Scoring 7 in the ball game was Amber Bernheide. She had 7 points on a three-pointer and also 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Haley Kampschneider had 7 points, a couple of three-pointers, and she was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Katie Rockeford had a field goal, and she was 5 out of 9 from the line for her 7 points. Scoring 6 points was Ashley Bazzana on 3 field goals. Paige Indra also had 6 points. She had a 3 and a 2-point field goal. And scoring 5 points was Mackenzie Polacek. She had a 3 and a 2, and she was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. So the Class D1 state championship in the books here tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And again, it was Howells claiming the championship, and now they can bring that trophy back to a school that has got numerous state championships in their belonging, in particular in football. And now they get a girls' basketball state championship to add to their ranks. First time ever that Howells has won the girls' state championship. And they do it here in the 2010-2011 season. They knock off Pender in the state championship ball game by the score of 46-36. Don't go away. We have got two more games coming up for you here tonight. Class B championship is coming up next as Seward will take on Elkhorn. That ball game will tip off at about 6:30 here tonight, and then we'll cap things off with Hastings St. Cecilia against Wahoo in the Class C1 state championship at about 8:30 tonight. So stick around. More action coming up here on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show on 1460 KXPN in Kearney and 1550 KICS in Hastings. We'll break away for a couple of minutes. We'll be back at about 6:25 here tonight. Actually, going to be a lot later than that. It's already 6:25. And we'll have about 30 minutes in between games here tonight. So we'll let you know. It'll be about 20, 25 minutes from right now as we get set for the Class B state championship ball game here tonight involving Seward, the undefeated team, the number one ranked team, looking for their third straight state championship and their 75th win in a row as they take on the upset-minded Elkhorn in our second ball game. Again, the final in the first one, Howells knocking off the Pender Pendragons by the score of 46-36. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.